Good morning, my friends. Skip here. Let me get my throat clear. It is the 3rd of March. That is a Sunday morning. It is 7:33 a.m. Beautiful day out today. Planned some domestic chores. The weather is just very strange. We just heard that we have recorded the warmest winter since they've been recording weather. I don't think that bodes very well for the summer. But it's going to be, you know, it's March 3rd and it's going to be 73 degrees out. Now, there's a little downturn at the end of the week. We really need some rain, but I'm going to open some windows today. I can tell you that. So I hope it's good where you're at or whenever you're listening, whatever year, whatever date, whatever country. Welcome if you're a new person. We're glad you're here. Thank you if you are a longtime listener. I do appreciate you listening. Again, I have nothing to sell. I don't have a book or I haven't monetized the podcast. So you just got to put up with an annoying little puppy in the background. And maybe me clearing my throat on occasion. So here we go. Let's talk about our topic today, which is, drumroll please, expectations. Think about how many expectations we live out of. Expectations of others, expectations of ourselves. Expecting people to behave a certain way, expecting particular outcomes. And we become very attached to expectations. I think we all do. I know I still do. I expect people to think clearly, to have common sense, to understand right from wrong, to, you know, treat me and others with decency. I expect others to be, you know, professional in their behavior. I expect others to consider other people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Those don't sound unreasonable, do they? However, it doesn't happen. And there is a reason that we live out of a constant sense of disappointment and dissatisfaction when we talk about expectations. There's a great saying that I learned from recovery that goes, expectations are resentments waiting to happen. So what are reasonable expectations and what aren't and why aren't they met? Even the expectations we have for ourselves, the puppy just jumped up on my lap, so you might hear that. So I think there are some reasonable expectations, but there are very few. And they have to do with boundaries. They have to do with us establishing boundaries. I expect people to at least be kind. Now, I'm often disappointed, but I think that's a reasonable expectation. I expect people to not go out of their way to harm me and my family or others. Again, I think it's a reasonable expectation. I also believe that people struggle to live into that. Other than just a very few expectations, including those two, I think that we probably can't have many more than that. I am slowly giving up, my friends, and this is a good thing, on expecting things like courtesy, expecting people, businesses, establishments to think of the customer. As a teacher, as a substitute teacher, I'm giving up on expectations that children will be well behaved. Now, that may sound like weird things to give up on, right? You may be saying to yourself, oh my gosh, Skip, those are really simple. Why would you give up on those? Here's why. because that's not the way people are trained. That's not where we find ourselves today in this society. Those simple expectations no longer can be met. They can't. And that may sound cynical. Maybe there is some cynicism in there. But at some point, my friends, we have to say to ourselves, there's a reason that we are so off the rails, right? And I think there's a couple reasons. One is the more we spiritually grow, the more we see how we are off the rails and always have been. But secondly, I do believe that, and I believe this, and I'm not saying that, you know, the good old days were the best, but there are some social cues and social norms that are gone now. There are some social boundaries or some social expectations that are gone now, because we have become so insular with our technology. And it is most especially acute, I believe, after the pandemic. I think that pandemic will go down in sociological history as a really big deal. I'm working in early elementary right now, and I see that isolation has had an effect on children. I see it's had an effect on adults. We simply never really knew how to interact with each other because we have our own agendas, but now it's more acute. And I think the more acute it is, the more we can honestly say that to expect people to adhere to, you know, relationship building skills or even decency, you know, politeness, things like that, I think that it's gone, or it is departing very quickly. And I don't mean to sound overly cynical or overly defeatist or nihilistic, because I think that there's something very useful spiritually in resigning yourself to the fact that the reason the world is because it is constructed of a false reality. That is to say, whenever someone acts sort of selfish or whenever someone is not considerate, I think you can link that back to how we're programmed. And I think that's an easy, demonstrable move. It's a pretty easy piece of math, to be honest with you. I think that we are constantly being formed, regardless of our age. But I think right now we're being formed in ways, and especially our young folks, to not know how to interact, to not know how to hear or see social cues, to not be able to say, I'm wrong. You know, we're losing, if we ever really had it, I don't know. But I think we are really diminishing our self-awareness when it comes to being able to admit, you know, I'm wrong or I need to change. And I don't want to bum you out this morning, but I think if we live out of that constant expectation, We're in real trouble. It's going to cause you and me a lot of anxiousness, a lot of frustration, and a lot of anger if we don't realize the greater meta reason why these simple expectations can't be met. And they can't be met because they're not programmed into who we are. The false reality has become more myopic, more selfish, and more shallow. Thus, how we behave reflects that. And not that the good old days had their benefit. You know, there were issues then too. But I think, at least from this observer's point of view, we have lost a sense of sort of self-worth to some degree that often perpetuated people to be more professional or to be more kind. There is really a false sense of self-worth that is being established. And I don't want to blame technology for everything, because I'm using technology right now to hopefully convey something good. But I will tell you, just viewing the kids I work with and my own children, sociologically, things are different. You know, things are different, my friends. Kids don't know how to interact, exchange, you know, facial cues, body language, all of these sorts of basic human cues and these basic human, even verbal communication is really stifled. And we keep expecting there to be this turn, right? We keep expecting people to be something different. We keep expecting politicians to act different, or for religions to finally come to an understanding they're not everything, and it doesn't happen. And we keep expecting it. We keep having these expectations, and we keep being disappointed, and we always will be. And that's the point of this particular episode, that we will always be disappointed because those expectations will not be met, even if they're reasonable. And I wanted to talk about reasonable expectations today because, you know, at least my frustration is, let me give you a couple examples, right? I worked in retail for years. I'll never go back. It was always an unpleasant experience. Maybe you like working in retail, but not me. But there was an expectation upon those of us who worked there. Sometimes it wasn't met, sometimes it was. But, you know, my boss would say, the customer's not always right, but they're always the customer. I think those simple sort of things are gone. That it is all about profit. It's all about as much work as you can get out of people for the least amount of money. It's we have become consumed with this runaway sort of capitalism, at least in my society, but I think probably in the whole world looking at it. And the importance has shifted from things like good customer service to, you know, you're just a dollar bill. So I know that sounds cynical, but don't look at it cynically. I'm trying not to. I want you to look at it clearly. Because clearly what it is a sort of signpost. It's proof that we are programming more falsity into what it means to be human. There's more false understandings. There's more false notions that we are being programmed by into and by. We're being programmed by the way we've all agreed to live. And the more we agree to live selfishly, the more that programming and the more the actions and behaviors of other people come to show that selfishness. And so there's this sort of subconscious collective agreement that's going on, that what's important is not the human, but the, you know, the dollar bill or the outcome of my political party or the proving my religion right or my football team winning, you name it. There we are, my friends, back at that sort of winner-loser mentality. So what do we do, right? Well, I think I've touched upon it a couple times in the past 15 minutes. We live with this particular notion that I'm about to share at the forefront of our minds, that this is just proof of the fact that we have made a false reality. The further away from our authenticity that our society seems to be going, the more proof that is for us who are on the spiritual journey, the more proof it is that we do live in an illusion. We do live in Maya, We do live in a false sense of self, individually and collectively. And so every time something, you'll hear the cat, the cat does this weird noise when birds are in the backyard. The more we are disappointed, I think the more we have to look at why. And I think the more we're disappointed or the fact that our expectations are not met, even if they're simple, like courtesy and kindness, the more we have to look for a reason. And the more the reason, at least to me, becomes clear. And that is because that middle P in our PPP, you know, perceiving, processing, producing reality, that middle, that process is being changed. And attention spans are being shortened. And we're being driven further inward by a lot of the mechanisms of the false reality that we've created. Now, we can change this, but we have to change it individually and one at a time. Maybe that'll create a collective change at some point. I think collective change comes through really monumental kinds of things, unfortunately, like world wars and depressions. But individually, I think we do stand a chance when we, you and I, can try to bring patience and kindness to each one of these expectations. Anyway, I'm getting long-winded, I can tell. Hey, you have a great day, and I will give you a podcast tomorrow morning. I hope. Anyway, God willing, and the creek don't rise too far. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.